Running back with the University of Wyoming football team, Sean Wick, joining us here on the program. Well, I guess, Sean, you're hoping to be the running back at the University of Wyoming based on a decision by the NCAA. But, Sean, how are you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good. You know, just enjoying school.
Enjoying school and hopefully going to be enjoying football in the near future, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, just got to get that confirmed a medical redshirt and I'll be good to go.
You missed a majority of last season with those with that concussion related issues. Do you know exactly what it was, what hit it was, or was it kind of multiple concussions? What exactly happened last year that caused you to miss the rest of the season after the fourth game?
I feel like it was just more of multiple hits than just a couple particular hits. You know, I mean, I guess everybody knows like. The style I run at, I mean, it's just kind of more physical, but, you know, it's obviously going to take its toll, and I guess it just collected and screwed up my head.
What were the symptoms you were facing? What, what kind of went on in that area with regards to your head? Because, I mean, this is such a big topic nowadays in the NFL and in football in general. So what exactly were the signs and things that led you to not be able to play?
Well, I was definitely getting some of the normal symptoms like headaches, sensitivity to light, and you know, just not nausea, nauseousness, and that's a word. And, you know, just, I guess I'm getting some crazy mood swings, like, and just, like, just emotionally and all that weird stuff. I mean, basically what I'm saying is just your mind goes crazy and it's hard to control. It's just a weird experience.
When were you cleared by doctors? I mean, how long did this go on and when were you ultimately cleared?
I was just cleared right before Christmas break, and a week before that, I was going through concussion protocol, which consists of just like a couple workouts just to see how your body reacts to the lift and the running. So if you get any symptoms.
Now, take me back, okay, because you... How long have you been playing football? You played, obviously, your high school career. Did you play tackle football prior to that?
I've played since 9 years old.
Tackle football and pads and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, had you had similar feelings before? And just how more, I guess, up-to-date are the tests and stuff for concussions now as opposed to maybe in your high school days when you were playing?
I wouldn't say I've been feeling like I've had those symptoms before. I mean, I definitely felt like I got my quote-unquote bell rung. Like, you know, you just get hit and like, oh shoot, where am I at, you know? And I guess it definitely just clicks more once you get to a higher level. And the technology now, with the programs with tracking down if you got concussion or not and preventing concussions, it's definitely up there. But you know, it's definitely, as a player, it's up to me to like figure out do I really want to take myself out, or do I want to, you know, be honest to myself and, you know, tell the symptoms to a trainer. And that's all it is.
What made you want to decide to come back to the game? You know, having missed so much with the concussion issues, you know, with all the knowledge you have, what made you want to come back?
Basically, I think it kind of happened when I just talked to my dad and my mom and stuff and just discussing stuff. And I kind of went to my high school and just looked around and, you know, just reminisced like what it used to be and who the person I was. And I just thought things wouldn't be the same if I walked away from the sport like how I was, and I wouldn't be satisfied with that. And I definitely know I can be a lot safer than I was before with playing the game. And, yeah, I'm definitely excited for the future.
What do you have to do to be safer? What do you, I mean, you mentioned your running style that you have. Have you worked on changing that running style, or is that something you're in the process of doing?
I think it's more of just I can't really leave it with my head as much. I really decided to do that because I'm just an aggressive person when I'm out in the field, and all I want to do is just be physical. But that came with me leading with my head, and a lot of people took shots to my head, and that gave me some neck problems and some head problems, and I had to do something about that. So I went home and I trained. So I just worked on being a little more elusive and working on quicker feet so I can make more guys miss and ring through them. And, that's about it.
I mean, you've been running that way for such a long time. Do you worry about, reverting back to old habits if indeed you do get granted that medical waiver?
With the helmet that I could get, it's going to be a pretty good helmet they're going to give me. It should protect me pretty well, and I don't think there's going to be, one hit that could hurt me. No, I think it's much more a collection of hits than anything, like I said before.
Right. Sean Wick joining us here on the Sports Zone. So when do you anticipate hearing something back? Because I guess the NCAA's never really been one to be swift with any of their actions. When do you expect to hear something back from them on your status?
Obviously I'm expecting a quick response, but I'm guessing through the end of spring semester, I'm assuming. Okay.
Now, will you go? I guess you really can't. You're kind of hamstrung here. You can't go through spring ball, right?
Actually, can.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless the NCAA says otherwise.
Okay. Wyoming running back Sean Wick joining us here. So, what do you want to accomplish when you get back? If you're granted that medical waiver, what do you anticipate happening? Brian had such a good year last year. How do you handle that coming back and getting into the swing of things and being a contributor to the Cowboys?
I've always been a fan of just being the best all-around football player I can be. I've never settled just to be just a running back that just runs the ball, and that's all I can do. I feel like I can contribute a lot more. I can play on special teams. I can return. I can run down on kickoff. I can tackle. I can do any, I feel like I can do anything. I train myself since high school just to do anything I can for the team. So that's what I'm going to stick with.
What did you think of this recruiting class that they brought in just yesterday?
It's been looking pretty solid. I guess we're 11th out of 12th in the Mountain West, but
you can be honest with us. That's you can't read into those things, can you?
Yeah, it can't be honest all the time. I've seen 5 stars and 4 stars just disappear all the time, so it's up in the air.
Definitely so. Sean, we appreciate your joining us and telling your story. With all the knowledge we have now on concussions, any regrets with the way you've played the game? You're seeing guys in the NFL retiring at the age of 30 because they're worried about their physical condition, that this game is a physical one. Any regrets or anything like that, or any worries if you head back, or can you afford to do that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say I have any regrets. I just feel like I wouldn't be the person I am now. Things and experiences collect up to this point in my life and mold me into the person I am today, and I feel like I'm a lot better than I was before. So I'm really excited for the future for this Wyoming Cowboy football team, and as well as myself.
Well, I hope the NCAA works quicker than they typically do, and you get an answer one way or another, so you can move on. But we do hope to see you in a Cowboy uniform come next fall. And what would you put those percentages at? Does it seem like it's a pretty good shot?
I feel like it's pretty good. I've seen it all before, so it worked out for a lot of other players. So I wouldn't doubt that it wouldn't work out for me. I'm praying it would,
Right. Sean, appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and best of luck, with everything with the NCAA and getting back on the field. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate everything.
Take it easy.